Hour 5 with us this morning from the YMCA of South Florida. We have Tiffany Woods, the Communications Director. Good morning. Welcome to Hour 5. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Tell us about the YMCA of South Florida. I understand that you recently merged Miami-Dade County and Broward County.
That is absolutely correct. And so we are so excited about our merger. We're so excited to be celebrating 100 years. So we have a lot of exciting things going on with the YMCA of South Florida right now.
Big event will be for the 2016 year. It is the YMCA annual Dr. Martin Luther King Weekend of Inspiration and a bunch of events.
Absolutely. The YMCA of South Florida will celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with our annual Weekend of Inspirational Events. The events include the Martin Luther King Inspirational Breakfast and a luncheon on Friday, January 15th, and will conclude with our YMCA MLK Day of Service on the MLK holiday, Monday, January 18th.
Tell me about the event on Friday, January 15th.
Well, thanks to the support of our partner, JM Family Enterprises, we are able to have civil rights leader Diane Judith Nash as our keynote speaker. Diane Nash was an integral part of the civil rights movement, and her efforts led to successfully integrating lunch counters.
Matter of fact, her efforts led to the first successful integration of lunch counters and also the Freedom Riders. She's an alumni of Howard and Fisk University, and she was on the forefront. She's just a remarkable woman, and she'll be here in South Florida.
The breakfast usually sells out every year, but we want to invite people to attend our first luncheon in Miami, and of course, we're going to need volunteers to help with our Day of Service project.
And high school students that volunteer can get community service hours, and she's going to be at two events on the same day.
Absolutely. This is the first year, like I said, that we're going to have our luncheon in Miami, so we're really excited about it, and we want people to come out to this luncheon. The breakfast is going to take place at First Baptist Church on 301 South Broward Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale.
Downtown.
It's a huge church, great venue to have our MLK breakfast. The guest speaker is going to be civil rights leader Diane Judith Nash, an integral part of our civil rights movement. The breakfast begins at 7:30 a.m.
And then you follow up later on that afternoon with a luncheon?
Correct. The luncheon begins at noon, and it's going to be at the Temple Israel of Greater Miami on 137 Northeast 19th Street. The same guest speakers, so civil rights leader Diane Judith Nash.
And then you follow up Monday with, which is really good, a day of service where people get out in the community and they improve their community. What's going to happen on Monday?
And like you mentioned, Rodney, it's a great way for people to give back and to stand for something. And with the support of Florida Power and Light and Broward College, we have 20 projects where the Y is serving those in our neighborhoods that need us the most. We're doing projects throughout South Florida, and we need 1,500 volunteers. Projects range from community cleanups, making repairs on homes, building sensory modules for autistic children, to creating care packages for homeless veterans.
More information about all that is happening with the YMCA of South Florida, how will we contact you?
Go to our website at www.ymcasouthflorida.org, www.ymcasouthflorida.org, or you can call us at 954-334-9622. That is 954-334-9622. Find us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and we encourage you to follow our pages and see all the exciting things that are going on with the YMCA of South Florida.
From the YMCA of South Florida, we have Tiffany Woods. She is the Communications Director. It is the annual Martin Luther King Weekend and Inspiration Events.
Thank you so much for having us, Rodney.